Graco de Loya Information and Interpretation Center. Construction of the Information and Interpretation Center at Graco de Loya began in 1986, sponsored by Valencia City Council in collaboration with the Regional Government of Valencia. The aim of the project was to provide the infrastructure necessary to carry out environmental education and citizen awareness activities on the intrinsic value of the nature reserve. It also aimed to regenerate the most deteriorated ecosystems in the area to foster the seriously endangered species in the nature park. Graco de Loya contains an area that is open to visitors and a reserve area. Near the lagoon, there is an information center for visitors, bird observatories, footpaths with interpretation panels, and a lookout tower over the Albufera and the Devesa, as well as audiovisual information and exhibitions. Entry to the center is free of charge. Most of the buildings in Graco de Loya are vestiges of the past. The caballerizas are stables pertaining to a racecourse built in the 1960s. The visitor center used to be a campsite built after the racecourse. These structures completely altered the ecosystems in the area. Nowadays, the Graco de Loya is a valuable zone that acts as a buffer between the Devesa and the Albufera ecosystems, and its habitat is unique in the nature park. The reserve area is now a breeding ground and stopover point for numerous bird species, as well as an important spot for bird watching and ornithological studies. Thousands of visitors come to the center each year to inquire about the nature park and receive information. Particularly noteworthy is the work done with schools to promote understanding, appreciation, and involvement in the conservation of the many attractions and values of this park. Any season is perfect for a visit to Graco de Loya. In winter, we can see mainly anatidae, such as the red-crested pochard, the common pochard, and the common teal. In the spring and summer, the sight of the comings and goings of the breeding colony of terns is impressive. Our attitudes and behavior are essential in order to avoid disturbing these animals.